blue sky. Please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong?
A couple weeks ago, Mr. Harper, you said, past 1:10, all bets are off.
Yeah.
Jennifer came in the studio during the break and said everything she's been watering by hand has died. You'd mentioned you don't remember a time in the nursery things were suffering this bad. It's just it's a brutal time. And sometimes it might just be good to cut your losses before wasting a bunch of water and fertilizer trying to save something. What gauge do you use to say, all right, that's a lost cause?
That sometimes is a personal question. You know, it just depends on how much time and energy you want to, you know, commit to something. And probably the first question is, how critical an element is that plant or tree in your landscape? I mean, obviously, if it's a big shade tree, we want to do everything we can to save it. If it's watering it, wrapping the trunk, extra fertilizer. If it's a plant in a pot, you know, gets to a point where you're just wasting water, you know. Tear it out, wait till it cools off or fall and plant something new. You know, a lot of people try and nurse like geraniums through the summer and things like that. It's like, really? They look like crud anyway. And you're just wasting, you know, I mean, even if you don't want to do anything, you know, put the pot in the corner somewhere and quit watering it. I guess I get real practical.
I can do that. It's like that's the guy, a part of gardening, yeah, I can do.
It's like our guy with the lawn earlier. What a moron. Who'd have thought I don't have to do this for a while? I would rather see people go out this fall and just knock it out of the park with their gardens and their landscape and have it look really good from October to June than try and keep it looking mediocre in July and August. And so things in pots, things in flower beds, little annuals, herbs, vegetables, you know, if it's looking halfway decent, you know, keep it going. If it looks halfway decent by now, well, it's probably going to be fine. If it's looking like death warmed over by now, pull it out and give it a rest. But obviously, foundation landscape plants, shrubs, trees, those types of things that are well-established and large, even a lot of those, you know, we get a lot of calls about rose bushes this time. Are rose bushes, yes, well, they look like that every year. Yeah, that's just kind of having rose bushes. You just live with it, put some extra mulch around them, cool the soil down, lightly fertilize them, come about Labor Day, give them a little bit of a haircut, feed them again, and about by Halloween, they look gorgeous again. That's just the cycle with rose bushes. They're not going to look great in July and August. They're just not. I don't care what you do unless you've got them in some deep shade or something, and then they're not going to bloom great. So there are things you have to kind of know about your landscape. Know that some plants, mock orange or pittosporum as we call it, a lot of times the tops and the outside edges right now will have a little sunburn on them. Probably just gonna. Don't go trim it off, because then the next layer will have sunburn on it. You just keep making it smaller, and eventually you'll get past the foliage and you'll start having sunburn branches and limbs. Just live with it here for another month or two. Those leaves will kind of get pushed out of the way by new growth coming out. It's one thing you don't want to go out and do, even if you've got sun-damaged trees and shrubs, is start pruning a lot of it off right now. Because even it's just like frost. That material on there is helping shade and protect the branches, leaves, and stems that are below it for the next month or so.
And we've all but made it through July. Next Saturday when you're in, we'll be 6 days into August.
And, you know, as hot as July is, maybe August will break a record being cool and wet. You know, who knows? But, yeah, you're right. The days are getting shorter. It's supposed to be in the 90s this next week. So there is hope.
Yeah. Always is.
There is hope. And if you had a question you weren't able to get in during this hour, there is hope. You can call or excuse me, email during the week to info@rosieonthehouse.com, and we'll try and field your questions there. Next hour, the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to open lines. Anything you'd like to talk about, your house, home, castle, or cabin, projects you're working on. Maybe you've got a couple estimates you need to help working through which one might be best for your home, and anything. We've got some follow-up. Rosie had started the hour talking about his dog. We've got some suggestions on what to do about a barking dog in thunderstorms. And your questions at 1-888-767-4348. Then
what was that remedy your dad gave you?
Yeah, honeydew.
Maybe that dog needs a little honeydew.
Somebody told me to tie a T-shirt on him.
Some of the recipe.
Just a T-shirt tied on the back. He shredded that thing. Like,
hopefully you didn't put a good one on.
I mean, to tell you, that didn't work. So we've got some other suggestions we'll talk about.
And then 10 o'clock, our topic of the week actually goes back into landscape and gardening, and we'll talk about plants that can be very difficult to remove or not... We're not going to use the word invasive, but maybe improperly used in many applications.
Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was